This week's showroom have been sponsored by family Charlie Bloom, Le'ilu Nishmas, Ras Rochel Bas Menachem Manis, Aleha Shalom, Mrs. Ray Bloom, who's your Kof Dalad Elul, Friday the 30th of August, Rabbi Yosef Lewis, Teshuva.
This week's Pasha in Kapitel Lamed Posuk Vov was Pasha theme, but then we said Teshuva. So we'll have to put both together. We'll open this week's Pasha. Everything's Teshuva. V'shavto, v'shav, umol. And then there's the Posuk Ki HaMitzvah Azois, the famous Machlokes Rashi Ramban. Ramban says it also goes in Teshuva. So we're looking a little bit leaning of Teshuva. So the Posuk in Kapitel Lamed Posuk Vov says, umol Hashem alikecho es levovcho, ves levav zarecho, lahav es Hashem alikecho. And there's a famous Rosh Tevis in the Balaturim. Balaturim says, Levovcho, Es Levovcho, Ve Es Levav, is Rosh Tevis Elul. Es Levovcho Aleph Lamed, Ve Es Levav is Vav Lamed, is Rosh Tevis Elul. And he says, that's why the Indian that we get up, he says, from Rosh Chodesh Elul, other have that minig, to say Slichas, rings other Yomazim from other Psukim also, the same Rosh Tevis of Elul. Well, the aura I saw was, he takes a few words in the middle of the Pasuk and makes a Rosh Tevis out of it. You say, Emal Hashem Mekeches Levavcha, your heart, and then Ve'es Levav goes on to Levav Zarecha, the heart of your children. And you just take Es Levavcha, Ve'es Levav, and the heart, and he stops there in the middle and leaves the Zarecha. What's this second Levav that we're talking about? You say, you'll Emal Hashem Mekeches Levavcha, your heart, and then there's Levav Zarecha. And then he takes on the Levav as well, the second Levav that goes on to Zarecha, and he leaves out Zarecha. What are the two hearts that we're talking about? So the Pshat I thought was as I. We all know a person is born with a Yetzer Tov and a Yetzer Hara. A person has two Yetzerim, Shnei Yetzrecha, Yetzer Tov and a Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Tov is the Chelek HaRuchni of the person, the Neshama, the Nefesh, and the Yetzer Hara is the chelik of the guf of the person, the gashmi of the person. The Yetzer Hara, of course, has an unbelievable koyach and a power to take the person and to be, he wants the person to be meshubad to his guf and to the gashmias, and he wants to take the person and make his teva, he should be automatically used to taivas and gashmias. That's the koyach of the Yetzer Hara. The Gemara in Sukkah says, Nun Beis, the Gemara in Sukkah Nun Beis says, there's seven names to the Yetzer Hara. Ra, Oril, Tomer, Soyne, Michshol, Evan, Tzvoyni, seven names the Yetzer Hara has. The Gemara goes through where all the names come from. Then the Gemara over there, Nun Beis, Amad Beis, the Gemara says, famous Gemara, Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, Im Poga Becho Menuvel Zeh, if this Menuvel bumps into you, Mashcheu lebeis hamedrash. Take him to the beis hamedrash. So the first kasha is, the Gemara comes up with a new name on Amad Beis. Rashi says, what's this manuval? Rashi says, the Yetzer Hara. But Amad Aleph, when we had the list of seven names to the Yetzer Hara, manuval wasn't one of the seven. We had Ra, Orel, Tomer, Soyne, Michshol, Tzvoyni, Evan. Manuval wasn't one of the seven. Why didn't the Gemara say manuval Amad Aleph? Amad Beis, the Gemara comes up with a new name. Hoga b'chol manuval zeh. The Yetzer Hara, take him to the Beis HaMedrash. That's the first Hara. And the second Hara everyone asks is, that what's it going to help you take him to the Beis HaMedrash? There's no Yetzer Hara in Beis HaMedrash. Yetzer Hara is everywhere. The Menuvel, the Yetzer Hara comes to you, take him to the Beis HaMedrash. The Yetzer Hara is in the Beis HaMedrash as well. So Pshat I heard was that the seven names that the Gemara gives to the Yetzer Hara, that is the natural Yetzer Hara that everyone is born with. That's the metzius of the person. A person is born with the Yetzer Toiv and the Yetzer Hara, and this is our avoida on this world. Like the Shom says, Lamed bin Nisoyin. This is our tachlis and our avoida to be Oymed bin Nisoyin, and this is normal. Everyone is born with the Yetzer Hara. And these seven names are seven different koiches that the Yetzer Hara has to be Meshabed as to his taivas. The Gemara on the base is talking about a different Yetzer Hara. And that Yetzer Hara is, through a person doing things he shouldn't do, and looking at things, or hearing to things, or he does maisim, and he gives in to his natural Yetzer Hara, he's coined himself a new power and a new koyach of Yetzirah, and that's the Yetzirah of Manuvel that the Gemara is talking about on the base. So we have the natural Yetzirah that everyone's born with, and this is our Avoida, and the Yetzirah has many different koyachas and ways to be Meshabadas. And that's what the Gemara is talking about, Aleph, the seven names of the Yetzirah. But then there's a new koyach of Yetzirah, and that is the Manuvel that the Gemara is talking about. And that Yetzirah is not what a person naturally has. It's by giving in to his Yetzirah, he's coined himself new koyches of Yetzirah. That Yetzirah you won't find in Beis HaMedrash. That Yetzirah is only in the street when you give in to your Yetzirah a lot. And you do things you shouldn't do, that's when you coin yourself this new Yetzirah. So if this Poga B'cha Manuvel Zeh, this Manuvel, this new koyche of Yetzirah is coming into you, go to the Beis HaMedrash. You'll have to battle with your normal Yetzirah. Oh, but that new koyach of Yetzirah, that you won't find in Beis HaMedrash. And then it says it's Ramban in this week's Parsha. In Pasuk Chof Tes Yutes, the Pasuk says, Yimal Sfois HaRova Es HaTzmeya. So the Ramban says, Rova is someone that is satisfied. He has no tivus, he has what he needs. Tzmeya is someone that is thirsty. He has tivus. He wants things. Says the Ramban, if a person is rava, a person is full up, he has what he needs, he doesn't have tivus. But then he gives in, and he goes and he looks for tivus. And he gives in to his tivus, then he's going to end up being tzmeya. He's going to be koine himself, this new koyach of Yetzirah, these new powers that he won't be able to overcome, and he'll become a tzmeya, and he'll become more and more thirsty for more tivus. So he started off as a rova, someone that was full, someone that didn't have tivus, had the normal Yetzirah, and through that he was calling himself the koyach of tzmeya, that now he's a tzome, and he has tivus, and he has new Yetzirah.
Also, he must have had them originally from his original Yetzirah. He wasn't without
tivus. Talking about Rova, someone that naturally doesn't have, of course you have the normal Yetzirah, the normal tivus, but not excessive tivus. It's the normal Yetzirah, that's what we said, everyone's born with a Yetzirah, you have your normal nisyonis, but by giving in to your Yetzirah, you're letting him in, you're giving him power.
Isn't that just the same
with Adair and Doris Adair? Yeah. Kivin Shekhata, it's all the same idea, that you're giving him koyach to be in control of you. You're not in control of yourself anymore. So I thought to shtel tzu, we say in the Al-Chait, Al-Chait shechotanu lefanecha b'yetzahara. We ask mechila that we were choyte with the yetzahara. What? All averus are done with the yetzahara. What's this chait that we were choyte with the yetzahara? All averus are done with the yetzahara. We say a whole list of Al-Chaits. What's this chait of yetzahara? Well, a few of you are saying is very good, because this is an extra averus of being choyta, of letting in the Yetzirah and letting him be in control of you. And this is the Al-Chayt that we say, Al-Chayt shechotanu lefanecha b'Yetzirah, we let this new koyach of Yetzirah into us. And this is the koyach of the Yetzirah. He overtakes us and tries to be koyvash us and be in control of us slowly, slowly. And our avoida is to be meshabed our tivus and our guf and our chilek hagashmi, we should be in control of it. And this is what the Balaturim means. There's two levavs, there's two yitzrim. There's the yitzhara, toiv, that we all hope to be in control of, but then there's the yitzhara, the second levav, the second koyach, that we also want to be in control of. We should be in control of those tivus. So there is two levavs, there's two yitzrim. Es levavcho ves levav. Goes on the Yetzer Toiv and the Yetzer Ha, the two koiches that we want to be in control of. This Avodah, of course, all the Sfarim say that you need a lot of achana to the mitzvah of tshuva. This week's Parsha, in Parsha's Vayelech, we have the Parsha of Hakel. There's Miketz Sheva Shonim. Miketz Sheva Shonim, the end of 7 years, B'moyet Shnas HaShmita, and the end of the year of Shmita, B'chag HaSukkos, when everyone comes to the Mokom HaMikdash, Hakel Esa'om, V'Hanoshim, V'Hanoshim Atach, all the whole of Klal Yisrael, all have to come to the Beis HaMikdash, and They read the parshas in the Torah, and the tachlis was leman yishmu leman yilmedu v'yaru as Hashem. We should come to yiras Hashem. So shom gulas is called divrei Torah. So we should be mechazek in Torah and mitzvahs. So the shaila I saw was lechoyre the maimed of hakel should have been at the beginning of Shemitah. Hakel was at the end of Shemitah. The year of Shemitah, everyone left their fields. There was no work to do, and it's Mavur and all the Mephoshim. The Shemitah was a year for everyone to be Mechazek and Torah and Avoideh and to be Miskav to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So, Lechoyer, this Hakel should have been the beginning of the year. You're going ahead to a year of Torah and Avoideh. Beginning of the year, we should make a big Maimed and everyone be in Esragish and be Mechazek, and then we'll go on a whole year to work on it. No, at the end of the year, when everyone's ready to go back to work, back into the fields, a big Maimed of Hakel. So I thought to tell to a vort, a famous vort from Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta asked, all the Mephoshim asked the Kasha, we have Rish Hashanah. Rish Hashanah is a Yom Adin, where there's a psak on everyone on the following year. And then we have Yom Kippur 10 days later, and that is a Zman of Tshuva and Mechilas Avoinas. Lechoyre, he asks that it should be the opposite. We should have first Yom Kippur of Tshuva, Mechilas Avoinas, and everyone will be clean and clear on a high madrig, and then we'll be zoiche in Yom Adin to mechita to l'schus. First we have the Rosh Hashanah, and then the Yom Kippur should be the opposite. So Tzidua from Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, he says that a person has a moyach and a lev. A person has a moyach where he thinks, and then there's the lev. He says the moyach and the lev work very different. The moyach, the mind of a person, sees and hears and thinks and decides all very quick. A person can decide decisions very quick, it's done. He says the lave is something that works a lot slower. For a person to open up his lave and really understand and have the feeling and the emes and the pneumias have that kabbalah, that takes a lot more time. You can't just jump into it, his lave is open and he's warmed up to it and just he's going to keep on to it. Maybe he's having his srakshas and his oiriras for the moment, but it won't last with him. For the leave emes to have that oiriras and to keep it, that needs to be in a slower process. So Mele, he says, if a person will have to jump into Yom Kippur, jump into tshuva, and maybe he'll make kabbalas and he'll have his oiriras and he'll do tshuva, but his leave is not ready for it. He won't be able to hold on to it, to hold on to his kabbalas. The moyach maybe can decide, he wants to do tshuva, he wants to be good, but his leiv is not ready. His leiv is not ready for it. So Mele, he says, first we need a Rish Hashanah, a slichas, a Rish Hashanah, a shoifer that's more the person, and then we have a seres to make tshuva. It's a slow process of achona, and the person gets ready for it, and his leiv gets ready for it, and he thinks about it, and he works on it more and more. When it comes to Yom Kippur, to the Zman of Emes, Tshuva and Mechila, he's ready for it. He can hold on to his Kabbalas. Therefore, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, we have first Rosh Hashanah, where a person is Mesoire, and he works on it through Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and then we can come to Yom Kippur, to the proper Mechila. Says in the Pasuk also this week, Kikore velecha adova moid, beficha uvelvavcha lasoisoi. Beficha with your mouth, the vavcha with your leiv. The old Mephoshim asked the Kasha, the Chor should be the opposite. The leiv is the machshava, and the pair is what you say, lemaise. Should be first comes the machshava, you want to do something, and then beficha, you go and do it. Should be first the vavcha, that you want to do something, and then beficha, that you go and say it and do it. So the few was saying is very good. For a person to go with Vavcha, the Machshava, to have that decision and keep on to it, that is too hard. You can't jump into the Vavcha, to the Machshava, to the real understanding. First has to be a Beficha. A person's a Sliches, and he davens, and he learns Torah. Beficha, he does the Avoida and the Chitzonius. And then he can, with that, put in that Koyach to the Machshava and to the Lev, and then he'll be able to keep on to it. And this is the pshat I saw by Shmita. If we'll make this big maimed of Hakel, we asked why was the maimed of Hakel the beginning of Shmita, the end of Shmita should have been the beginning of Shmita. If we'll make this big maimed of Hakel at the beginning of Shmita, where everyone's coming out to the fields after 7 years of work, jump into this big maimed of hakel, of chizuk and toire, they won't be able to keep on to it. They'll have a whole year of toire and avoid it. They'll make these kabbalas and it's oirigas and it's fractious. But they won't be able to keep on to it because they were not ready for it. The leaf wasn't open enough to keep on to it. So we made have a whole year of achonah, of toire and avoid and tzivinu iskarev to Rebbeinu Shleilam. At the end of the year, when everyone is ready for it, then we can have this big maimed of Israqshas and Kabbalah to keep the Torah and Mitzvahs. And then when they go back into the work, back into the fields, they're ready for it. They have those Kabbalahs and they can keep on to it. There's another Nakuda that Hachana will give us. As I've also heard from Reb Chaim Kaufman, it says in last week's Parsha, Parsha's Kisovah in the Klolis, it's in Kof Ches Nun Beis. It said, Azredes choy moisecho hagvoyois vabetsurois. Azredes choy moisecho hagvoyois vabetsurois. So Rashi says, so it means until the choymes, the gates will go, the pashtas redes means go down. Rashi said, redes doesn't mean go down, it means ridu vekibush, they'll overtake it. They'll take it and they'll be in control of it. But the Alshech says, we know that when Vizriyadin wanted to take over Yerushalayim, he went and he saw the Chaimah around Yerushalayim, and he said, ah, oh, it's impossible to take this down and to be able to get into Yerushalayim. The next day he went, and for some reason he measured the Chaimah, and he saw they went down by 2 etzbois than the day before. Every day he went back and he measured, and every day the Chaimah went down by 2 etzbois. Slowly, slowly the Chaimah was sinking in, every day 2 etzbois. And then, when it was all the way down, he was able to go into Yerushalayim, and he took it all over. Says the Alshech, this is what the Pasuk says over here. One of the Klolos says, Adredes Chaimah Secha, until the Chaimah will go down. When the Vizriyadin will want to take in Yerushalayim, the Chaimah will slowly, slowly go down and sink in, and he'll overtake Yerushalayim. So the Shaila asked was, why? What was the inyan of the Chaimah going down in such a way? If the Rebbeinu Shleilam wanted to give the Vizriyadin the koyach to take over Yerushalayim, just the choymah should just fall down and let him go in. What was the tachlis of having the choymah going down slowly, slowly every day a little bit? So he stelt to a vort from the Nesivas. The Nesivas says on the pasuk in Eicha, it's capital Aleph pasuk Tes. Tum asa b'shuleo, the tumah are on the fringes. They didn't see the end. And they went down on an ocean of Pella. So Nisivas explains with a marshal. He says, if a person is walking on a path, a muddy path, and his clothing become a bit dirty, a bit muddy, if he goes home and washes it right away, it all comes off, he can clean his baguette. If he leaves it, and the next day he goes on the path again, and a little bit more mud gets onto the baguette, and so on every day, and he leaves it, it gets absorbed into the baguette, it dries up, it gets hard, it's impossible to clean it. It gets into the baguette, it's very hard to clean it. Said the Nesivas, Klal Yisrael were in the Beis HaMikdash. There's man of the Beis HaMikdash. He had a Soron Nisim in the Beis HaMikdash. They were the highest Matrega. How did they come to this level of Chorban Beis HaMikdash? So he says, this is what the Pasuk is telling us. Tumasa b'shuleo. Klal Yisrael didn't become big bala aveira on one day. The tumah, the aveira, the yetzer hara, was b'shuleo on the fringes, at the edge of the beggar, there was a little bit of tumah. Lo yizochra achisa, they didn't see what will come out, what will be the end of it. Letting the tumah get on a little bit on the edge of your beggar, they didn't see what will be the end of it. And after a while, Bateret Kloim, they went down the Oifen Pella, and they went all the way down to the Matrege that they had to have the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. So on that he wanted to shtel, so we asked, why did the Choyme of the time in Nezriyadin have to go down slowly, slowly, 2 etzbois at a time? Why couldn't just the Choyme fall in and let Nezriyadin go in? So he said that it was a Midah Keneged Midah. Klal Yisrael let the Yetzer Hara in slowly, slowly, a little bit. They let the choyma open, their own choyma, and they let that in, they let the Yitzhar come in slowly, slowly. They didn't just let the Yitzhar in. It was Tumasa B'Shaleo, slowly the Yitzhar came in, gave him a little bit of power, a little bit more, until they came to the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. The same was the way of the Chum Bismikdash. The Chum Bismikdash was also that the Chumah was broken down slowly until Nevuzriaden was able to go in. And it's also Mavu in the Pasuk, last week's Pasha, famous Pasuk, Lysosu, Mikol Advorim, Asher Anuchi Mitzavcha Eschem Ayoim. You shouldn't go away from the mitzvahs that I'm telling you to do. Loleches Achrei Elokim Achrei Mul Avdam. To go and do Avodah Zarah. What we're talking about, Lysosu, not to go away from every Pasha to mitzvah, if it goes a mitzvah to Rabbanon, Lysosu. And then it goes on to go and do Avodah Zarah. We're talking about not doing mitzvahs. Where do we jump to Avodah Zarah? Now the pshat is, like we said, it starts off with the Lysosu. Then you go away, you let loose from a little bit from the mitzvahs. You let your Yitzhara in a little bit. But the matrega that you can end up, if you don't look ahead and you're not misgabi yourself, you can end up to come to Avodah Zarah. And on the same oifen has to be the tshuva. The same oifen has to be the tshuva, like we said. Hachona means slowly, a little bit, closing up the choymah, slowly, and through that we'll be able to keep the choymah closed and we should have control over the Yetzirah. And another lekuda I thought about Hachona. Hachona gives us time to think and have she'ifas and give ourselves a plan of how the coming year should be. As of what I heard, he says, on Yom Kippur night, we all come to Beis HaMetrish, and by Ma'ariv we all say, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoy, but Kol Yom we all say it out loud. Why? Because we're all on the Madrega of Malachim, he comes in Yom Kippur, we're all on the Madrega of a Malach, so we say Baruch Shem, but Kol Yom we say it out loud. So Shaili asked this, why on Motzei Yom Kippur don't we say it loud? He says, L'choyre, when you come into Erev Yom Kippur, you're full up, you just finished eating. You're ready for Yom Kippur, but Dag of a Malach, he says, the end of Yom Kippur, when we've davened for the whole day, tshuva and tainas, and we've davened, and we've miscarved through the Bein Shalom, L'choyre, the end of Yom Kippur, we're in a much higher Madrega. It should be the opposite, it should be Motzei Yom Kippur, we should say, Baruch Shem, loud like Malachim. So he says, other persons on a much higher Madrega. But it's all talu what the plan and what the she'ifa of a person is. When it comes into Yom Kippur, a person has long forgotten about his food. What is his plan? What is he looking forward to? What is he going to do? What is his she'ifa? His she'ifa is for the next 24 hours to be miskarev to Rabbeinu Shloilam, to the tshuva, to come out with mechila and slicha, to reach much higher madregas. That is what takes a person to the Madrega of a Malach. A person has a plan, and a person has a she'ifa, what he's going to do. That is what the high Madrega is. Motzei Yom Kippur, a person is thinking already, he can't wait to get home and eat something. So Erev Yom Kippur, the plan and the she'ifa of a person is to reach the high Madrega. That is what gives the person the koyach of like a Malach. We mentioned the pasuk, Ki korei ve'lecho hadova mo'oid. So all the Mepharshim asked the Kasha, Ramban learns it goes on the mitzvah of tshuva. Tshuva is very easy, Kikoy Velecho, it's very close to you, very easy to do. So all the Mepharshim ask, is tshuva that easy? Is that easy to reach the Madrega of tshuva be'emes? So there's many Mahalchim. One Mahalch I thought is, we say in davening, Hashiveinu Avinu Serasecho, Kaveinu Makinu Lavidasecho, we want to be choyze b'tshuva shleima with a full tshuva. Let me finish off. Baruch Ata Hashem, haroitze b'tshuva. He wants tshuva. Why don't we say haroitze b'tshuva shleima? We start off saying v'achzireinu b'tshuva shleima, and then we go on haroitze b'tshuva. Why don't we say haroitze b'tshuva shleima? So I saw a pshat that there's a famous chazal, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Pischuli Pesach, Pesach shel machat, open me up a Pesach like a needle hole, v'ani eftach lochem ke Pischu shel Olam, and I'll open up the gates like a Pesach shel Olam. So he says, if a person is Mes'ir b'tshuva, even just a little bit, the Ribbono Shel Olam gives him the Yisata, the Shmaya and the Koiches, and that comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam, that he reaches the Madrigo of tshuva shleima. So when we daven, we ask the Rebbeinu Shleilam, Hachzireinu b'shuva shleima. We want to be zoicha. We ask that we want to be zoicha to tshuva shleima, the full madrega of tshuva. But what the Rebbeinu Shleilam asks from us, when we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, what does the Rebbeinu Shleilam want? Roitza b'shuva. The Rebbeinu Shleilam wants you to start off with a simple bit of tshuva. Claim b'shul tshuva, the Rebbeinu Shleilam wants. We say, Roitza b'shuva. The Rebbeinu Shleilam wants you to do a little bit of tshuva. You start off. But what we ask the Rebbeinu Shleilam is that we should reach the madregas of tshuva shleima. And if we think in a bit of avada, then avada tshuva could become a lot easier for us. Rashi in this week's parsha says, it's Papit Lamed Pasuk Yud Tes. Rebbeinu Shleim says, hey. Pasuk says, "Ha'idosi ba'chem hayoyim es ha'shemayim v'soyes." The shemayim v'oyets are going to be aiders to everything we do. Says Rashi. Rashi means that's a kal v'chomer. The Rebbeinu Shleim says the shemesh and the yireach and the kirchovim, they all do their duties, and if they do it, they don't get tzcha. If they don't do it, they won't get oynesh. There's no tzcha v'oynesh involved to the shemesh and yireach. But they've never changed their way. They always do it every day, every month. Everything goes perfectly in order, and there's no schar and oynish involved. So Rashi says, "Kolshken v'kolshken, atem she'im zechisem tekabel schar. If we do something good, we're going to get schar. V'mchatotzem tekabel peronis, and if you do an aver chatzchilila, you can get a peronis. Then kolshken v'kolshken, that we should do what Rebbeinu Shlom tells us to do." If we think in a bit of schav oynish, it's unbelievable. That, I think that will give a person a shtickle his oyrus to tshuva. If you think in schav oynish, there's a famous word from the Meshech Chochmah. The Meshech Chochmah says in Parshas Boy, it says by the Makah of Dam, the Paroi was leishos gam lazois. He didn't touch him. He didn't give him any oyrus. Says the Meshech Chochmah, that you do on the Medrash, that if a Mitzri wanted dam, if a Mitzri wanted water to drink, everything was blood. If he wanted water to drink, he had to pay the Yid money, and then he had water to drink. So that's the Meshech Chochmah, Chiddush, that in Paroi's house, everything stayed mayim. There was no dam, everything stayed water. He says, what's pshat? He says, because Moshe Rabbeinu was brought up in Paroi's house. Paroi never got paid for it. He never got anything for it. So Meile says, that was the payment to Paroi, that the mayim, the water in Paroi's house, didn't turn into dam, it stayed water. So you think about this unbelievable thing. Moshe Rabbeinu was now 80 years old. 80 years ago when he was a baby, he was brought up in Paroi's house. 80 years later, he got his schar for what he brought up Moshe Rabbeinu when he was a child. Schar v'oynish, there's no... Everything a person does, every small thing, every big thing, everything is registered. Maybe not right away you get your schar, but everything has a cheshbon. I should say a story I heard also from Reb Chaim Kaufman. He said a story that he heard from Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Going back many, many years ago, he said there was a friar lady in Bnei Brak that was nifta. She was nifta, and they wanted to do nituche mesen. They wanted to do post-mortem, they wanted to see what happened. And of course, there was avgonas all over the streets, all over Israel, dustbins burning. There was avgonas all over the place. And they didn't want them to do it. And well, Hashem, they were matzliach, they got the body out, and they didn't do anything. So the rabbonim made up the decision that everyone should go to the Levaya. Everyone should go to the Levaya and to show a nitzochen and demonstration that we want Torah and mitzvahs to go on in the right way. We don't want these things to happen anymore. And it turned out there were 10,000 people by this Levaya. So the Levaya went on and that was it. After the Levaya, Doylem felt it was a bit interesting. A friar lady didn't keep anything. And she was zoicha to this big Levaya, 10,000 people by her Levaya. So they asked around by her friends, her old friends. So what they discovered was that after the war, there was, Lo Aleinu, we all know, there was bodies lying around on the streets, dead bodies. She undertook herself and she went around and schlepped loads of bodies and she was koyi with them, she buried them. That was years before. The schar v'oynish was there for her. That was the schar that she got. She had covered for Mesem, and she buried them then. Then the schar came to her years later when it came to her Leviah. She got that covered when she was a Mes. So we should talk about to reach the Madreges of Tshuva, and we should zeichet Ksiva v'chassima Toiva, and Hashanah Toivim Sukkah.